Welcome, everyone, to Freedom Law School's conference call on this Wednesday, 27th of January, 2016. This is Peyman Mojtahedeh, the founder and president of Freedom Law School, and your host for this program. Folks, I founded Freedom Law School to help you, as an American, live free now. If you are interested in living free, you called the right program, because Freedom Law School is a source for education and solutions for you on how to live free of oppressive taxation and control. You can check Freedom Law School out at livefreenow.org. livefreenow.org. And you're going to find a wealth of information available there for you. And I will send you a 1 year of free education once a month by email if you go sign up for our email list. And this is information that's available for sale otherwise, or stuff that I used to sell and still are available. You can get them for free if you stay in touch with us. Get on our Facebook page, and you'll be in touch with us as to upcoming events and things that are going on and important information that otherwise you will not know about. So, folks, this commerce calls are done every week, and I do them for helping you understand the law and your rights. First, help you with the immediate situation that you may have. And then, number two, I usually cover a topic every week on these commerce calls that I cover. And this week's topic will be on the 16th Amendment of the United States. The government claims that the 16th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution is what allowed the income tax to exist. Well, I disagree. I don't think that's the case, because the 16th Amendment was never ratified in the first place. So I provided a $100,000 reward for anyone that can prove me wrong, for anyone that can show how the 16th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution was properly ratified and added to the U.S. Constitution, because it simply was not so. So, folks, Freedom Law School, since mid-1990s, I've been teaching classes on the U.S. Constitution, the law, and your rights, and how to live free. And the educational courses of Freedom Law School are very unique, because I don't just simply educate you. The education that Freedom Law School provides is very solution-oriented. It actually helps you get things done, assist you to live free now, even telling you step by step things you need to do to live free. And you will not find that explicit kind of direction anywhere on internet. In fact, not only educate you, now provided programs that, if you wanted and needed the letters and responses that you need to send out to the IRS and get these thieves off your back, are provided to you free of charge. Because you see, I believe and I say that there is no law that requires the average American to file and pay the federal income tax. The whole system is a scam. It's a con on the American people. And it's something that we need to expose to more Americans and free them of this modern day slavery that has been put on the American people, that controls us, that watches us everywhere we go, like an all-seeing eye. It's the way the income tax is being imposed. It's done in direct violation of the U.S. Constitution and the laws of the United States, including it's done in violation of the IRS statutes and codes. But, folks, the problem is the courts are corrupt, just like the executive and legislative branch of America. We no longer have a government by, of, and for we the people. We have the government by the big banks and corporations made up of the same people, that of the big banks and corporations, for the benefit of the people in the big banks and corporations. Think about it, folks. Who surrounds the presidents? Who counsels the senators and the congressmen, right? That's all the big banks and corporation people. And it's high time, folks, that in America, we get our government back. We get our country back to us because it belongs to us. And so education is the first step. So contact Freedom Law School by getting on our email list at livefreenow.org, or you can call us at 813-444-4800 and request your education package. And I will mail you, first of all, your education package. That's the first thing I will do. I'll mail you a package. And then number two, you're going to get an education sent to you by email on a regular basis as well. So with that, folks, since we don't have that many callers right now at this time, what I'm going to do is talk about the subject of this call, which is the 16th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. Okay. Was it properly ratified or not? Well, if you go to a website called thelawthatneverwas.com, just like it sounds, thelawthatneverwas.com. Okay. That is a website of Mr. Bill Benson, an old friend of mine. And Bill Benson, on his website, explains what happened with the 16th Amendment, about how it was not properly ratified. And the way it happened is that Mr. Benson in the 80s went across the United States, visited all the 48 states which existed in the American Union at the time. Remember, Hawaii and Alaska were not states at that time. And he went to the state archives of all those states and to check to see if they properly ratified the 16th Amendment. Now remember, the Constitution can be changed. It can be modified. But for that to happen, Congress must propose a change or amendment to the U.S. Constitution. That's step one. Step two, the Constitution says that 3/4 of the states that are members of the Union must ratify that amendment that has been proposed by the Congress of the United States. Now, they cannot change the language of the amendment because that will make a different thing. They cannot add to it, nor can they take away from it. The congressional proposal, that is the only thing that states are to ratify or reject. Unless the states ratified, then it is considered rejected. It's very simple as that. So Mr. Benson went across America, and when he obtained archives of the states of the Union that existed at that time, he came across some very fascinating observations. He basically discovered that the 16th Amendment was fraudulently declared to be ratified by Secretary of State Knox. But in actuality, the 16th Amendment was not ratified. You say, well, how was it was not ratified? But remember, folks, why does this all matter? Because the courts, the government, the IRS, they say the 16th Amendment is what gave government the authority to impose the income tax. So it's the government, even though there have been Supreme Court cases, like case of Bruchhaber versus Union Pacific Railroad. Okay. In the Bruchhaber versus Union Pacific Railroad, the Supreme Court clearly stated, this is exact wording I'm going to tell you about, that they say that 16th Amendment created no new power of taxation, and also that it did not change the constitutional limitations which forbid any direct taxation of individuals. You see, the Constitution has two different categories of taxes it discusses, direct and indirect. And the income tax, as you can tell, is directly imposed on each individual. Okay, it's not indirect. For example, how much sugar you buy or gas you buy. It's on the gas or the sugar. If you don't have any sugar or gas, you won't pay the tax. And you cannot avoid it either. But the income tax is imposed on you, directly upon you and your income, they say. So if you go to the Law That Never Was, and at the bottom of the first page, can you see on the, near the bottom right, click on where it says defects and ratification of the 16th Amendment. Okay, that's going to give you more detail. But before we get to that, right above Mr. Bill Benson's picture, near the bottom of the page, let's just look at four of the states, what happened, for example, with the 16th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. In California, the legislature never recorded any vote on any proposal to adopt the amendment proposed by Congress. It was no vote. Okay? But California was claimed to have ratified the 16th Amendment. Kentucky. The Senate voted on the proposed 16th Amendment, but rejected it by a vote of 9 in favor and 22 opposed. Here you have a state actually rejecting the 16th Amendment, and the federal government official claims that Kentucky ratified the 16th Amendment. In Minnesota, the state sent nothing to the Secretary of State in Washington, D.C. Well, if the state never said, hey, we ratified it, how would you know if it was ratified? From the people in China or Japan? In Oklahoma, the Senate amended or changed the language of the 16th Amendment to have a precisely opposite meaning. Yeah, you could have changed the language of the law. Okay, if the law says that stealing a horse gives you 5-year prison sentence, you cannot change the law and make that to be stealing a cow or stealing a car as a 5-year sentence. Okay, so language is very important. So if you go now to defects in the ratification of the 16th Amendment, you click on that on the next page, there's more detail given on the type of problems that these states had in ratifying the 16th Amendment. You see it's all listed there in a chart there for you. There's 10 categories, okay? And the categories are, number one, the 16th Amendment was not ratified by the state legislature. And, you know, so, and that's fine. You know, there are some states ratified the 16th Amendment. If you did ratify it, okay, that's listed there. For example, you look on the list to see which states ratified: Connecticut and Florida, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Utah, Virginia. They ratified it. These 7 states did ratify the 16th Amendment. But remember, out of 48 states, you need 3/4 or 34 states ratifying the 16th Amendment. 7 is way short of the 34 required. Next, you have states that did not ratify the state legislature, did not pass the ratify the 16th Amendment, but it was reported as ratified. Again, Kentucky was one of those examples we covered earlier. Then number 3 is you have categories with missing or incomplete evidence of ratification. The evidence of ratification was missing or not complete. yet it was reported as having been ratified. Next, failure of government to sign the ratification declaration, even though required by the state constitution. So a requirement in the state constitution was not met, a very key requirement. The governor doesn't sign any law, it doesn't become law. Same thing goes with the constitutional amendment. Number five, other violation of state constitution in ratification process. Again, if the state does not follow its own constitution to ratify the proposed constitutional amendment, there was no ratification in the first place. Next, other procedural irregularity making the ratification doubtful. Again, if they don't follow their own laws and procedures, then they did not properly ratify or the proposed amendment, the 16th Amendment. And then the next one is they approve it, the 16th Amendment proposal, but with a change in wording. Okay, the change of wording. But it was accepted as if it was the ratification of the original wording. So they cannot change the words. And the last three categories are they approve the ratification, but with change in spelling, capitalization, punctuation. Okay, folks, but they cannot do that. They have to pass the exact thing and only the exact thing, the same punctuation, capitalization, wording as the original proposal. Otherwise, they are not passing the same thing. All the states must ratify and vote on the same thing. So, folks, there it is. Here's proof the 16th Amendment was not ratified. The income tax amendment. You know, you write to the IRS and ask them, why do you have to file income tax? What's the law? They say 16th Amendment authorized it. Yeah, proof of this. Okay? It's right here in front of you. So why are you feeding the beast? Why are you feeding these lying thieves? So folks, information is there for you to educate yourself. I'll talk about this subject on the last Commerce Call in more detail, one I did on day 26 of January 2016. So since nobody has any more questions on this call, I'm going to wrap it up now at this time and refer you to the January 26, 2016 Commerce Call, which I went over this issue in much more detail for everybody. Thank you for being on the call with me. I look forward to being with you again. Goodbye, everybody.